Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There are fears of a new surge of immigrants in cities like El Paso, with a pandemic-era immigration policy set to expire as early as midnight. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts has issued a temporary stay. The White House has until 5 p.m. Eastern to respond. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
The Supreme Court realizes that this isn't really a decision for them to make, but that they need some time, at least a day, to evaluate whether the administration is operating within their powers in terminating Title 42.
The Republican Party is rethinking its plan for the 2024 presidential election, a day after January 6th investigators recommended criminal charges against Donald Trump. Correspondent Robert Costa is in Washington.
There is a lot of support when I'm out there on the campaign trail covering the former president, but some of them talk about him in almost a grandfatherly way. They see him as someone who they like a lot, but they're not necessarily ready to throw all their support behind him.
Lawmakers on the House Ways and Means Committee vote today on whether to make Mr. Trump's tax returns public. More than 55,000 customers in Northern California have no power after a 6.4 earthquake off the coast today. Geophysicist Carrie Ann Bedwell at the U.S. Geological Survey.
And this is pretty early on. This happened about 7.3 miles west of Ferndale, California, offshore Northern California. There was no tsunami expected.
Cold, flu, and RSV are taking off, and parents are having a difficult time finding relief for their kids.
Nothing works faster on fever than children's Tylenol.
CVS has placed a two-product limit on all children's pain products. One doctor says there are more sick kids this season than they've seen in the past couple of years. Thousands of nurses are on strike in the UK.
The nurses are demanding a 19% pay raise to help cope with the country's worst cost of living crisis in decades, but the government's refusing to negotiate on that, so the nurses have joined train drivers and other unions in threatening more and escalating strikes through the winter. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A British ska singer has died.
A message to you.
And The Specials frontman Terry Hall suffered a brief illness. The group rose to fame around the world with a 1984 tribute to Nelson Mandela. Terry Hall was 63 years old. S&P futures down 7. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family?
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Check the forecast before you hit the road for Christmas. There's a winter storm watch for all of western and southern Wisconsin. Meteorologists say there's potential for a major storm. First, the snow is expected to start falling tomorrow night, then the winds pick up Thursday into Friday. After that, frigid temperatures for the holiday weekend. Wind chills could be as low as 25 below. A Wanakee woman is sentenced to 8 years in prison for causing a fatal crash near Toma last year. Court documents say Carrie Herbst had more than twice the legal amount of alcohol in her blood when she drove onto Interstate 94 the wrong way and caused several vehicles to crash. One man died. In sports, the Packers keep their slim playoff hopes alive with a win over the Rams last night. The Bucks beat New Orleans. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Devil's Advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, with Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, Truth.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I forgot Benghazi.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing this morning, Connor?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
All right. That's good to know, man. You know, I'm not.
How come?
Listen, man. Listen, man. So yesterday, I go to the eye doctor, right? And I go to the eye doctor, and I need to get some new glasses. So I go to the eye doctor's office, and they say, listen, we've got to check your eyes. And they start, you know, checking my eyes. And then in the middle of checking my eyes, they say, well, wait a minute. We can't go any further because... Excuse me. We see here that you've got to see the optometrist, and you know they've got a man. You know, technology is moving so fast. You know, the last time I had glasses a couple of years ago, I had to see an optometrist, and he had to check everything. But they've got some new technology out now where you really don't even need to have the optometrist there. But after they got halfway through my test, they said, the young lady called in, the guy from the office, and he came in. He said, look, I want to show you something. He said, he asked the woman to continue the test on him. He's a younger guy than I am, than myself. And he said, look, I want to show you something. And so he says, Here's your, your eyes, and I want to show you something. He told her to take the pictures of his eyes, and he said, look, this is the way it's supposed to look, and he pointed to the back of his eyeball, and you saw all of these veins, right? Connective tissue and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And then he pointed at mine, and none of that was there. Hmm. And he said, you know what that means? I said, no. He said, you have cataracts. You need cataract surgery. I said, wait a minute. Whoa, stop-o. Hang on.
Stop-o.
I said, that can't be. He said, how come? He said, I'm Earl Ingram. I can't need cataract surgery. That's for old people.
Yeah, we all know Earl's not old at all. Man, the youngest person I've ever met.
I said, that's for old people. Cataracts. He said, yeah, man, you got to have cataracts removed. I said, oh, man.
Sorry to hear that, Earl.
What, did I have to have cataracts removed?
I mean,
it's not even a matter. I'm not. What that means is, hey, I guess I'm getting old.
I mean, it's a health problem. Don't take it personally, Earl.
Hey,
you know, you're young in spirit. That's all that matters.
Hey, man. Hey, cataract surgery. I'm like, hey, man, that's for old people. He looked at me and started laughing. I guess it might have been the color of my hair that gave me away, right?
I thought you dyed it.
I don't know, man. You know, it's just, I don't know, man. Cataract surgery? He said, yeah. And you know, I mean, many people in this audience know what cataract surgery is. They've had it. And it's not that I'm worried about the surgery. The surgery is minor. From what I understand, it takes about 10 minutes. And they just basically pull a film out from behind your eye that has, developed. And they'll be able to, and I didn't even realize I was seeing things in a blurred manner. Because my glasses were supposed to correct my vision to 20/20. But anyway, cataract surgery. Moi? Come on, man. Come on. I'm just trying to understand. What else is next? Am I going to... A cane? a wheelchair? Man.
Yeah,
I'm Earl Ingram, man.
There are plenty of people in their 30s that are in wheelchairs.
Hey, man, I'm Earl Ingram. Radio talk shows. Cataract surgery. My goodness. It was a rough day for me yesterday as I had to wrestle with that.
Earl, you don't want to have a victim mentality now, do you?
Man, hey, I got to wrestle with that. The reality of that. Man. Cataract surgery. Man. I mean, I am on Medicare and Social Security, you know. Maybe that was sign enough for me. I've been on a pension for, I don't know, almost a decade or more. Maybe those are signs that I should have, you know, realize before yesterday, huh? Maybe the fact that my sons are 45, 44, and 36 or something, somewhere around there, maybe that's a sign that I'm getting old. Huh? Maybe because I've been married for over 43 years. Maybe you would think that maybe that would be a sign that I'm starting to get old, man. I used to be able to dunk a basketball, man.
Oh.
Any videos? Fact that I can't even touch the bottom of the net anymore. Maybe that's a sign that I'm getting old, man.
Getting the old videos from the 80s of you dunking?
No, man. They didn't have cameras back then.
I mean, they had like these large, like... cassette cameras you just carry over your shoulder.
No, man, it's a humbling thing, man. The other things didn't seem to bother me, the other signs, man, but cataract surgery? Come on, what's next? Cataract surgery for the kid. Come on, man. Maybe other people handle it better than I did. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, and then they said, well, you know, there are several ways you can handle this. And I'm clearly looking forward to what happens in the end. They'll put a corrective lens in. I won't need glasses anymore. So, you know, that part of it is okay. But am I making more of this than I should? Come on. You know, Connor, you're a young guy, man. You know. There'll come a time in Connor's life when they're going to say to Connor, hey, you need cataract surgery. Yeah.
I mean, I think that'll be the first sign I'm getting up there. I don't know what I'm going to do. I may have to shave my hair and take a retreat to a different country and just rethink my life.
Man, you know, we're going to talk about a lot of things today, man. There's so many things going on, man, that make you want to say, oh, man. Today is one of those days, man, where, oh, man, you know. And I got a lot of those, oh, man, things that we're going to discuss, man. But cataract surgery. But, you know, I remember, now my memory is good, okay, from the standpoint that, you know, I remember the people and what they looked like who used to say they had to have the cataract surgery. I remember them well. And none of them was looking like me when I was that age, when I was watching them say what I'm saying now. But man, it's going to be great, man, to be able to have this veil removed from my eyes. And, I mean, to be able to see, you know, like Connor again.
I mean, my eyesight is fine. The thing about it is with my eyes, I don't know if you've noticed it, but, I have this thing called the Wayne's II syndrome, and one of my eyes can't look a certain direction.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Like that.
Yeah, never noticed that.
Yeah, it's impossible. It's because a certain connection from my eye to my brain wasn't developed when I was being developed in my mom. So, yeah.
Even with that, though, you got 20/20 vision, right?
I do, but it my eyes get strained really easily, and so just from looking. You know, just from turning and looking, man, in a certain direction.
You know, man, would never know it. But anyway, man, I guess I'm going to have to just deal with this alone. Nobody seems to care that, you know, that I got to wrestle with this issue, man. It's a difficult one for me. And...
Oh, we're going to have to get the tissues.
And it's, yeah. Hey, man, you know what, man? It's warm in the studio for a change. I mean, it's really hot. I'm going to have to turn the heat down, man. Can I be going through hot flashes?
I don't think so.
No, I don't know. Yeah, man can go through hot, but that would have happened a long time ago for me, man. I would be long past the hot flashes stage. Really would be. Listen, we got to go to a break, man. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry.
What am I fearing? Why do I worry at all? 'Cause I can feel that.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
A winter storm watch begins at 6 a.m. Thursday morning and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Highs around 25 today, under mainly clear skies, with a chance of flurries. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. 4 above tonight, partly cloudy skies. A dusting of snow today, with another 5 to 10 inches tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
That'll uplift your spirits.
Got the good in my life, in my life. Got to get you into my life, into my life. Got to get you into my life, into my life. Got to get you into my life, into my life.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Connor, before you played that, I was just sitting here saying, I got to get out of here, man. I got to get out of here, man. You know why I got to get out of here, man?
Why?
An Arctic blast is coming to bring the coldest Christmas in 40 years.
Of course.
40 years. I got to get out of here, man. Coldest in 40 years. You know, I remember the last 40 years. The coldest Christmas in 40 years. Is around the corner. And I got to get out of here, man. Who wants to be around here for the coldest Christmas in 40 years?
I got to get you out of my life.
Man, try to envision in your mind those of us who've been around here for the last 40 Christmases. And they're telling you this is going to be the coldest one in 40 years. Man, if that doesn't send chills up and down your spine, well, I like it cold. Oh, you do? You like it cold? The coldest Christmas in 40 years. I got to get out of here, man. I cannot deal with this emotionally. I'm frazzled. Man, I can't even begin to imagine what that's going to feel like. The coldest winter in 40, Christmas in 40 years.
I mean, what are they talking about? What are they talking about temperature wise?
Man, 25, 30 below.
Oh,
Hey, man.
Oh, no.
Come on, man. Come on. Listen, man. Listen. You know, I know there's some folk who I'm listening to who love that, right? They love that cold weather. So you know what that is. Let's try to put that into perspective, man. I wonder how cold it is on top of a glacier, man. You know what I mean? Kind of that's got to be equivalent to what we're talking about, man. We're going to be on top of a glacier. 25 below and maybe even colder. You know? Man. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas just like the one I used to know. Oh, really? I'm not. Man.
We got
I got him. And then they're talking about, hey, you know, blizzard conditions. Now, I remember that as a kid, right? We haven't had the kind of blizzard conditions that they're projecting in the last 11 years. I got to get out of here. Man. The coldest Christmas in 40 years. Blizzard, whiteout conditions that we haven't seen in 11 years. I got to get out of here. You know, maybe I'm being melodramatic, but I don't think so.
I mean, I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Well, you weren't around 40 years ago.
I mean, I was around a couple years ago when it was negative 60 degrees.
Yeah, but they're talking 40 years. The coldest Christmas in 40 years. 4-0.
We got Tom from LA.
I see him and I just don't even want to think about him.
46
right now.
Degree Los Angeles Tom.
You know, because
I've never been so jealous.
I'm trying to calm myself down, man. The worst blizzard conditions in 11 years. Blowing snow. Cold. You know. And some of us were complaining when it was 100 degrees here this past summer. When it was 90 degrees, I don't know, 5 or 6 days in a row. Remember that?
Oh, I wasn't complaining.
I said some of us were.
Yeah, some. And whomever was complaining, shame on you.
man, I just, and Tom, I see you, man. We got to go to a break, man. And, you know, I just got to think about where you are and see if I even want to come to you, you know, today. I don't even know if I want to talk to you, man. Really, man. I just, you know, I'm in my feelings right now, man. You just got through hearing me talking about the fact that, you know, that I found out I've got cataracts. And now, you know, the coldest Christmas in 40 years. And the worst blizzard conditions in the last 11 years are in front of us. Merry Christmas, y'all. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
The Shaw, 101 FM. WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News Brief. Cities in Texas are bracing for a renewed onslaught with a COVID-era border policy set to expire at midnight. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
The number of migrants coming to El Paso has dropped from about 2,500 today earlier this month to about 1,300 on Monday. But still, the El Paso mayor is asking for help from the National Guard, and they are on standby.
Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts has stayed Title 42 as it awaits a response from the Biden administration. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill vote today on releasing former President Trump's tax returns. CBS's Robert Costa.
The House Ways and Means Committee will meet this afternoon and decide whether to release 6 years of information on the former president's finances.
A 6.4 earthquake off the Pacific coast leaves more than 55,000 customers without power north of San Francisco. Geophysicist Carrie Ann Bedwell.
This could have the potential for what we would typically say smaller aftershocks.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnier with your headlines. Childcare in Wisconsin could get even more expensive as funding grants issued during the height of the COVID pandemic come to an end. In Wisconsin, over 60% of childcare center directors who responded to a recent national survey said they'll have to raise tuition. 34% say they'll have to cut wages or end salary increases for early childhood educators. Wisconsin already ranked 20th among the most expensive states for childcare. The average cost nearly $12,600. As of October in 2020. Keep your eyes on the forecast over the next few days. A winter storm watch is in effect for all of western and southern Wisconsin. Snow expected to start falling Wednesday night with winds on Thursday and Friday gusting up to 50 miles an hour. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And, you know, if you're just joining me, I'm talking about our prospects. The coldest Christmas in the last 40 years is what we're looking at. And the worst blizzard conditions in the last 11 years is what's facing us. And, you know, there is some saving grace. Connor, you know what that is?
It's going to be.
The saving grace is 80% of the rest of the nation is going to be facing these below freezing conditions. Yay! All the way down in Florida and everywhere else, yay! They're going to share in the bounty. So
it's a bounty, what, on the heads of innocent people?
Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Well, first, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that, ultimately. Connor, you got to get this man some help right now.
I'm trying.
What's going on over there?
Hey, Tom.
Girl, I was going to offer you and your lovely wife to come to California for Christmas. Because it's going to be 78 degrees.
Oh, yep. Man. So 80% of the nation is going to be suffering temperatures below freezing. 80% of the nation. How did California get away?
I don't know. We've had some cold weather here lately, though. Not like your cold weather, but we've had cold weather lately.
You're going to be 78 like degrees?
Yeah, 78 by Saturday and Sunday and Monday, actually. So that should be a nice day.
So let me ask you, man. Really, man. Because I'm having a hard time, man. You know, I mentioned the...
I told you, you and your wife are invited out here.
Man, I told you.
I'm the Hollywood.
The problem, Hollywood. Man, I told you, you know, I mean, early on, the problem, I found out I have cataracts, and I told them who I was, and as if that would, you know... Say what? Oh, it's
Earl, you've been talking about you being old on this show for a long time, and you're not. And you're not old.
I keep trying to tell him.
I think he's just been preparing himself, Connor, hey, is what it is.
Hey, hey man. But then, you know, the coldest Christmas. So, you've been around a little while, Tom. You remember some cold Christmases, right, in the Midwest, right?
I remember one time. Yeah, I remember one time in the North Midwest, in the west side of the state, when we were young kids, it was 70 below windshield.
Yeah, I remember.
So
that.
I mean, that was insanity.
So
you know, on Fox though, they're gonna have everywhere global warming.
but
I'm sure you'll see every story possible on that.
But this is gonna be the coldest winter in 40 years. They're predicting 40 years. Well, Tom.
You're definitely making me feel good that I'm not coming home for Christmas.
Hey, man, and the worst blizzards conditions in 11 years. Christmas, yeah, bah, humbug.
Earl, I was thinking about coming back to Wisconsin to live, and I think you've just changed my mind.
Man, you know, but again, it's amazing that 80% of the nation is going to be, you know, below freezing. And to me...
Yeah.
To me, man, that's, you know, I can handle it, man. You know what I mean? You know, I'm complaining.
All you have to do is go inside and turn the heat on.
Nah, well, you know, I'm complaining. You know, I got a snow blower, and, you know, I've got the things that I'm going to need. But, you know, there are people in different parts of this country who aren't used to, you know, below freezing, especially down in Florida.
Yeah, no, that's true. And I'm sure that if Mary and Joseph were looking for a place to stay, the people like CJ might say, stay out in the cold.
Yeah, man. You know, man, this is it's the holiday season, man. I'm laughing, I'm joking, man. And so, you know, those of us who live in the Midwest, we already know what the deal is, right? You've been in the Midwest for any specific amount of time, even though we do know that we've been dodging bullets over the last, I don't know, 8-10 years. Anybody who doesn't believe there's global warming doesn't know anything about, you know, what it was 40 years ago. And
climate change.
Yep, and how cold things were, and how much snow we used to get, but we have not been getting much of either. And you just know that it's always the possibility that you're going to get what we're getting ready to get. And the worst part about all of it is, you know, it's the beginning of the year, of the winter.
Yeah. So you're definitely in for 3 more months.
Yeah. Well, come on, man. You had to say 3 more months, man. You couldn't say 3 more weeks. You know.
Yeah, 3 months.
I hadn't even looked at it from that perspective, Tom. It was that a mile
attempt? Now you feel real good, right?
Was that a mile attempt at humor?
All right.
3 more months.
I'm wondering what those last 2 Green Bay games are gonna be like in Green Bay.
I don't know, man, but you know.
That might be cold.
It was cold last night, man. I was trying to watch a little bit of the game last night, and I was watching that team from where you live, you know, the Wimps that were playing last night. And they were trying to act tough.
You remember, LA is a transient place. When they played the Rams in LA, there were more Green Bay fans than there were LA fans.
So as I was watching a little bit of the game last night, I was watching the Rams players trying to act like, yeah, okay, we got this, man. This ain't no problem, man. We're not gonna let them think that we're cold out here, man. It's, you know, mind over matter. We're not concerned about it. Then I saw a couple of them get blasted, right? And they roll around on the field and said, oh, man, I guess I got to get up, man. You know what I mean?
Well, those players are ready to go back to where they were, where it was warm. What are you talking about? All those people.
Hey, man.
Even the Green Bay Packers players, they're ready to go back to where it's warm.
Oh, man. Okay, Tom, man. Thank you very much.
Hey, one other thing, Earl, one other thing.
Go ahead.
I thought it was interesting yesterday. Sandy posed the point to CJ about the $16,000 for each of the different indices and asked him what it is a family is supposed to do. And we all know he didn't answer the question at all, like he never does. So I think Hunter's laptop was in there somewhere. And but the thing I thought was interesting was he said something about, well, these people should be taking care of themselves. He missed the whole point that when you pay $64,000 for child care, health care, mortgage, and taxes, that there is no more money left, DJ. So that was the point of it.
So Tom,
and the thing is, future generations aren't going to have anything.
So, Tom, you're putting the cart before the horse. I'm going to get into a lot of different things like that later on in the show. That's okay, man. But thank you very much.
I'd love to know what the conservatives think about that, though, when they say $16,064 grand is what you got to make a year just to be able to survive. What the heck is their solution?
Listen,
I want to know their solution.
I'm gonna spend a lot of time this morning talking about what is wrong with conservative people. So. Tune in, and we'll certainly.
You guys have a good day.
You too, man.
Enjoy your weather.
Really will. You know, man. The real tragedy in it being as bitterly cold as what's coming, and the snow that's coming, the blizzards, is that some of us are so fortunate and blessed, and I realize that I'm in that number, in that mix, that I'll be able to have on everything that I need to keep me warm. And, you know, as I go about, you know, what I'm going to be doing to deal with living on top of a glacier. But there's so many people who don't. And when you see all these people who are faced with the harsh climate that just don't have what they need. Man, you see people out. They've still got to move around. They've got to get to work. They've got to go to school. They've got to do all those things, and just don't have the proper clothing. They don't have the proper hats, gloves, coats, any of those things, right? And I don't have to worry about any of those things. So that's really what pains me so much with what's coming down the pike. Here's a poor soul who lives in the North Woods who really is going to, he knows about the cold weather. Hey, Terry, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I've got cataracts, Earl, and they're right. Both eyes ready to come off. But I can do you one better. I've got glaucoma, too. I've got glaucoma in one eye.
How old are you, Terry?
67, Earl. 67, right behind you.
You're younger than I am.
Just a year. You're class of 72. I'm class of 73.
Man, you've got... Yeah, but you're an old guy, man. I understand you having to have cataracts. Cataracts, not me. I'm the vaunted Earl Ingram, talk show host.
Right, right. Yeah, right. That shit happened to celebrity. I know. Hey,
man, so you know, man. Listen, as this aging process, man, is new to me, right? Maybe not to you. You've probably been here before, right?
Aging process, Earl, you're talking?
I laugh and joke about it, man, but it's you know, the aging process is a gift, because what's the alternative?
Right. I like to eat, Earl, so I have to, you know, I have to curb my calorie intake, you know. Because diabetes, pre-diabetes, or whatever they call that.
Well, don't you understand? I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I believe you.
You know, I'm trying to figure out what I can eat and what I can't eat. And if I listened to what the doctor told me, I'd be joining the rabbits out in the backyard.
That's right.
Just be eating the grass, right?
But you don't have any snow in Milwaukee, Earl?
No,
because we got about 3 feet up here.
Yeah, you're in the North Woods, man. What are you know? Listen. So they said, man, you're gonna face the coldest weather in the last 40 years, mm-hmm. Terry. Now you're in the North Woods, man. How far up north?
Yep.
How far up? Listen, I got it. How far up north is the North Woods?
Well, I'm 50 or 60 miles north of Eau Claire. Okay.
Yeah.
Right up Highway 53. So I'm still 90 miles from Superior. So I'm really
You're not really in the North Woods.
I mean, Hayward is 50 miles away.
Yeah,
you know?
So you really aren't in the real North Woods.
Northeast of the city.
Hey, Terry, hang on a second. Terry, hang on a second. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm watch begins at 6 a.m. Thursday morning and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Mainly sunny skies this afternoon with a chance of flurries. High of 25, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. 4 above tonight, partly cloudy skies. A dusting of snow today with another 5 to 10 inches tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line is Terry from the Northwoods. Just has nothing better to do this morning than to just hang on as I go through a break. You know, Terry, you and I, you know, we're a couple of old grizzled guys now. And help me understand this, because I don't. Here's a guy. He's worth $20 million, right? He's had 12 children by 6 different women, right? Worth $20 million. Okay. And then the other day he says, I feel guilty because I don't have enough time to spend with my 12 children. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
aren't you and I a couple of old guys? Don't we see something wrong with that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, Earl.
I mean, wouldn't you think that he would have thought about that before he had 12 children?
Right.
That I can't spend, I'm not going to be able to spend enough time with all these children?
Right. And
Are we talking about Terry from the North Woods?
Oh, yeah. How do you mean, Earl? I'm losing
that,
you.
You're the guy who had 12 children by...
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
No, not me. I only had one.
So, Terry, let me ask you, man. So, you've already got 3 feet of snow already on the ground.
Well, officially the other day on the weather, on our local Twin City station, 30 inches we got in this last storm that we had. 30 inches. So, we led the list. Duluth was supposed to get slammed, but they would come in at 28. We came in at 30 inches, and we got another 2 last night. I mean, if I said 3 feet total, yeah, it's right in there.
So you live out in a rural area, I take it?
Yeah, I'm 5 miles from Rice Lake, 5 miles in the country.
Okay, so...
Where I grew up.
Yeah, so you and the polar bears...
Yeah, well, there's.
Hey, man, yeah. You know, it's got to be the one thing about living in that area at right about this time and having all that snow covered. It's got to be beautiful. It's got to be pristine.
Oh, which it is, Earl. It is. Yes. Before I forget, Earl, do you remember those when golf used to put these orange styrofoam balls out to put on your antenna?
Yes.
When the snowbanks were high, so
yes.
You could see? We laugh about that at coffee all the time. I bring that up. And
yeah, you know.
You remember that, though. Good.
Oh, come on, man. You know, you know, when before you were even a thought in your mom's eye, I was, you know, walking around thinking about what you just said.
Yeah. You might have been crawling before I popped out. Baby.
Hey, Terry, man, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you and your family, man.
Back at you, Earl.
All right. I really appreciate it. You know, man, Nick Cannon has 12 children by 6 different women. He's worth $20 million. But it just dawned on him, I was reading the other day, where he said, I feel guilty because I can't spend enough time with all of my children. Shouldn't he have thought about that before he had 12 kids?
I don't know. Money, man. Money.
What are you talking about, man? Man, I mean, don't even say something that stupid. It's absolutely stupid for you to even make that statement. Well, I feel guilty because I can't spend time with all my kids. What did you think was going to happen?
I mean, at least he's being honest, you know.
What are you talking about, man?
You know.
The question is, why did you have 12 children at 40 years old? You never thought for once that you're not going to be able to have enough. He says, well, I'm working all the time. No kidding. He never thought that he was not going to have time to spend with those kids.
I mean, working all the time. Yeah, because you need to work to use contraception. I don't.
That makes sense. Well, he didn't want to use contraception. Contraceptives. He knew what was happening. All of this was planned out. He had forethought in the fact that I'm great. I'm going to have all these children. And so he set out to do that.
Yeah. I don't think he had forethought. He had ego.
Huh?
I don't think he had forethought. He had an ego problem with most of these celebrities.
But my point is, he clearly knew what he was doing. And what I don't understand is the 6 women who said, yeah, I'll be in that. Well, I'm going to have all these babies by all these different women. What's going on with a woman that, you know, I can see the first one, you know, maybe the second one, the third one, but the 4th, 5th, and 6th?
Oh, is that your line?
What are you talking about? Hey,
I'm joking.
I'll do that, you know. Listen, man. And so what did he say? Hey, I'm going to have a harem. And I'm going to have, you know, a whole bunch of kids. You want to join me? Yeah, put me in line for that. You know, and I mean, you know, they're beautiful children. They're with beautiful women. But did they ever think at some point in time, all of these children who are, you know, interrelated, right? They've all got his blood. We'll all be half sisters and brothers, and yes, financially, all of them are going to be taken care of. But is the financial part of it okay? Just because he can financially take care of them?
No,
I know, man. That's
kids need like community and family and like a core support system.
And so what they've done here is really kind of set these children on a path of destabilization in their lives.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they had a good time. They had fun. But I don't think they gave it enough thought. We got to go to a break. I want to talk about this a little longer before we get into some other stuff. 844-967-2789. You know, Connor, I bet the people didn't know I had a sense of humor, right?
I mean,
come on, man. I've been funny this morning. You know it.
I'll give you a pat on the back when we go to break.
Maybe I should try comedy.
All right, let's write some jokes.
All right, gotta go to a break. People are saying, hey, you are the joke. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Women Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.